What is going on, everybody? I am sorry I haven't posted in a long time. It has been like, it's been months. I apologize. I've been slacking. Got a lot going on. But what an interesting month we're having, right? So this virus, right? Like, what is happening right now? I hope everybody out there is safe, though, honestly. I hope everyone is taking precautions. I've seen a lot of people that aren't taking it serious. And I can tell you right now, firsthand, I know a lot of people that work in the medical field, and this is definitely not something to take lightly. Don't get me wrong. I am definitely that person who's been posting a lot of memes about it, because if you can't make a joke out of a bad situation, you know, what is life? But at the same time, people are dying from this, like, every day. Not just people in Italy or, you know, China. And there's people literally that live down the road from me that are dying. You know, I know at least five people that have passed away now in the past week. Not personally, but just know of, in, you know, New Jersey alone. And that's just the ones that I've heard of. And it's not fun, okay? So a lot of you that are going out and hanging out with your friends and, you know, continuing to do your daily routine, it's not something, you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be doing it. You should be staying home. You know, I get it. If you got to work, you got to work, right? Especially if you're in the medical field. But if you're not working and you have been sanctioned to your house, just stay home. I mean, you know, do your due diligence. Go out, you know, get your necessities if you need it. But other than that, stay the fuck home. Don't go out and interact with people. There's no point in it. There's no point, because everybody that thinks they're not going to get it and that are just going to go out there and think they're going to go through their life are most likely going to be the people that get it. You know, and I, for one, don't want to get it. And I don't want to get it because I'm scared for myself. I'm scared for other people, okay? I mean, I could get it and die. I mean, that's the reality of it. Any of us can. But most likely, I won't. But the problem is if I get it and I pass it along to an older family member or an older person just in general, or somebody who's not, even a young 20-year-old who's just not capable of their immune system can't handle it, that's on me, you know? So it's not just about going out and avoiding it so you don't get sick. It's about going out and avoiding it so you don't get somebody else sick. And I think that's the main point that everyone's trying to make here, that people aren't realizing. Yes, there's a good chance that us younger people that are healthy could get it and it may not be that bad. But at the same time, there's a good chance it's going to be pretty bad if you get it. I'm telling you, I've watched stories. I've spoken to nurses that I'm friends with who firsthand watched these people die from this. And it's not fun. It's not a death that you would want to ever go through. And even if you survive, it's not something it seems like it's going to be easy. You know, I mean, yeah, there's people out there that get it and they don't really notice it. There's people out there that get it and it's, you know, they recover, but it's going to suck. I'm telling you, it's, you give this to somebody who has a weak lung, you know, or a bad immune system, and their life is over. And that's just facts, you know. So just stay home, everybody, you know, do your thing, stay home, watch Netflix, you know, grab a beer, hang out with your family, your animals, whatever you got to do. If you live alone, just stay home, you know. I know it's hard, but we're living in a crazy time right now, you know. I mean, just like a month ago, you know, this was not even a question, and now we're all sitting here waiting for the government to tell us we're not allowed to leave our house, which technically they have, but there's no official record in New Jersey that says we can't leave. We can leave, but it's not a fun time right now, you know. I'm working. And a lot of my work is done from home, but there's times I have to go out and unfortunately I have to meet people, and like I'm freaking out doing it. You know, I got to go out and I completely sanitize myself before I come in the house. And then I take all my clothes off. I drench myself in, you know, sanitizer, and then all my clothes go immediately into the wash. And even then it's like, you're still putting a risk. I wiped out my entire car, but it's like, you do what you got to do. But if you don't have to be out, don't go out. The numbers are only rising, and that's the truth. That's the one thing that, even if you don't think this is a serious illness at all, even if you just don't for whatever reason, look at the numbers, okay? Every day, the numbers jump. Last week in my town alone, we had one case. Now there's over 10 to 15 cases, and it's only been 4 days. And those are just the ones that they're announcing. Okay. In the town I grew up in, I'm not going to state any specific names or like of the town and or the county, but there was like 10 cases last week. Now there's 480 cases. So this is spreading. It is real. This is definitely something that people need to take serious. And this is not going away anytime soon. I hope for everybody's sake that at least we can get this under control so that we can go back to work, because I for sure am broke. And, you know, even if I get unemployment, it's going to take weeks, maybe even a month before that's even approved. And by that point, it's like, what's the point? So just everyone needs to do themselves a favor. And just, like I said, stay home and mind your business. It's that simple. And stop buying all the toilet paper. Like, what is wrong with you? I don't understand that. Like, we're not locked inside. We can go to the store, okay? If you run out of toilet paper, you can go get it. You don't got to stock up on it right now, okay? And if they do decide to lock us inside for like a week or two, they're not just going to be like, all right, you guys can't leave. They're going to give you like a 24-hour heads up so you can go out to the mayhem, which is going to fucking happen, and get whatever you got to get. But like, come on. Just stay home, do your shit, and it'll, you know, wait it out. That's all we can do. Just wait it out. But that's it for my rant today. I apologize I haven't spoken to, I guess, my followers in a long time. I'm sorry I haven't posted in a long time, for those of you who actually care about listening to me, which I hope is a lot. And I hope everybody out there is safe. And I hope their families are safe. I hope my family is safe. And just, you know, I wish everyone the best of luck, and just wait it out. Just wait it out and do what you can, because right now a lot of things are in our control. The only thing that most of us have control over is our actions as far as keeping ourselves healthy. So if you just stay inside, you don't interact with the public, there's a good chance you'll be okay. But if you keep going out and doing your thing, it just takes one. All right. So everyone have a good week. Stay safe. Goodbye.